Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome to today's Daf Yomi Nida Daf Samachei. We will begin on Samach Dalad Amud Beis, around three lines from the bottom. Amar Rav. Perhaps we should take a quick look at the Mishnah first, on top of the Amud, which will lead us into today's Daf. Says the Mishnah, Tinoikis, Shaloi Higia Zmana Lirois V'Niseis. Now a woman, when she gets married, she experiences dam besulim as a result of the first tashmish, blood that she sees, as a result of the first bia, which disrupts the besulim membrane, the hymen membrane, and the dam, which she sees as a result, is called dam besulim, which of course is not dam nida, and does not render her tamei, but rather it's dam toher, like dam which would come from any other wound, any other maka. Now the question is, until what point, for how many days after the first bia, can we attribute the dam that she sees to the besulim? So the answer is that it depends on the isha's age. If she's merely a ktana and not accustomed to seeing any dam nidais, then surely it's more likely that her dam is from the besulim. If she's already older, she's already a nara who is accustomed to seeing dam nidais, then there's more of a concern there, says the Mishnah. Tinoikes shalehigiyas mana liris venisis. If a tinoikes, a young girl, a ktana, who's not yet come of age to see dam nidais, there are three stages of development by an isha. Up until 12 years old, she's called a ktana, and it is not the age which she usually sees dam nidais. At 12, she turns into a nara, provided she has two pubic hair, two saris, and at that point, she's already of age to see dam nidais, and that goes till 12 and a half for 6 months, when she turns into a begeris, which she's fully mature, and surely she's accustomed to seeing dam nidas at that point. Says the Mishnah, the halacha of dam besulim will be applied to all these stages differently. Tinoikis, if she's a ktana shelo yigi azman alirois, she has not yet reached the age of seeing dam nidas, she's up to 12 years old, v'nisis, and she marries. So we give her an allowance. How much after the first bia do we attribute the dam to the besulim? Says Beishame, Beishame, Oimrim, Noisin La'arba Leilis, she has 4 nights of Tashmish, and that is the allowance. Up until then, we attribute the blood that she sees to the Psulim and she's to her. Beishilul Oimrim, there's no such limitation, Ad Shetichi Hamaka, until the wound fully heals. At that point, we know that the dam of the Psulim is fully depleted, but up until then, doesn't matter how many days or how many nights, she is tar, and the dam that she experiences is attributed to the besulim. Continues the Mishnah. Higia zman aliros v'nisis. What if she has already become a nara, which is a time where it's usual for her to start seeing dam nidais? So in this case, it's more of a concern, and her allowance shrinks. Beisham oimim noisin lo laila harishon. We only grant her the first night. After that, we suspect that perhaps the dam is dam nidais. Abesilul oimim ad matzoi shabbos. Arba Leilis. She has up until Matzah Shabbos. In those days it was customary, it was a minhag for a besula to marry on Wednesday. So she has up until Matzah Shabbos for a total of 4 nights. Now this is speaking about a nara who, although she has come of age, she's potentially a isha who can see dam nidais, but nevertheless she had never actually experienced dam nidais before. However, if this nara has already experienced dam nida previously, in that case, her allowance shrinks even further. Continues the Mishnah. What if she had already seen dam nida when she was back home before she married? In this case, her allowance is diminished even more. We only give her the bi'ilas mitzvah, the first bia. Past that, she's considered to be a safek nida. We assume that any dam that comes afterwards, we were concerned perhaps it's dam nida. We give her the whole night, the first night. For that whole night, we assume that it is dam besulim. So we have three halachas in the Mishnah. We have about a ktana, we have about a nara that had never seen dam before, and we have about a nara who had previous experiences with dam nida. Now, why is the first bia called bilas mitzvah? So there's a tesis in Ksuvos that explains that it is because of this bia that a bond is created between the isha and the isha, which facilitates the kiyum hamitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah of puravu, That's why it's called Be'ilas Mitzvah. Okay, so let's drop down to Amar Rav, three lines from the bottom. Rav will add another category. Amar Rav, what about a Begeris? We discussed a Ktana, we discussed a Nara. What about a Begeris who's already 12 and a half years old? In that case, we are even more concerned that the dam she is seeing now will be is dam nida, and therefore we give her a very small allowance. Amar Rav, Begeris, noisin no laila harishon. She only gets the first night. V'hane mila shaloi rasa, provided that she had never seen dam before. Aval rasa, if she had already seen dam previously, she's a Begeris, and she had already had previous prior experience seeing dam nida. Eina ela be'ilas mitzvah. In that case, she's only granted the first vila, and that's it. So in conclusion, we have four halachas. A ketana, according to Beis Shammai, is granted 4 nights. According to Beis Hillel, ad shetichya hamaka, until the wound completely heals. The next stage is a nara that had never seen before, shaloi ra'asa. According to Beis Shammai, she receives the first night. According to Beis Hillel, she gets 4 nights. We have a Nara that had already seen earlier, she was Rasa. In that case, according to Beis Shammai, she only gets the Be'ilas Mitzvah. According to Beis Hillel, she gets the full night. And finally, we have about a Begeris. The Rav tells us that a Begeris, if she had never seen previously, then she gets the first night. If she had prior experience with Dam Nida, then all she gets is the first Be'ila. Ask the Gemara, how can you say that a Begeris, Shalei Rasa, will only receive 1 night? Says the Gemara, Meisve. We seem to have a Braisa, which contradicts this halacha, this ruling of Rav. We see from this Braisa that a Begeris is granted more than just 1 night. Masa v'nosam la-Rebbe arba leilois mitoichid beis chodesh. There was a story. The Rebbe granted and awarded an Isha 4 nights of Tashmish, dispersed, spread out throughout 12 months. Rashi explains that there was a Bia on 1 night, then he left town for 3 months, then there was another Laila, and another 3 months, another Laila, and so on. There was a three-month period between each Laila. So in total, there were 4 nights of Heter, 4 nights of Tahara, dispersed throughout a 12-month period. So that was her allowance. Says the Gemara, Hey Chidami, what are we speaking about? What age was this Isha? Was she a Ketana? Was she a Nara? Was she a Begeris? What are we speaking about? Hey Chidami, I leima de yohiv la kula b'mei katnus. She married as a Ketana, and Rebbe awarded her 4 nights, arba leilis, which is the allowance awarded to a Ketana. Says the Gemara, Ad shetichya hamakatnan. We know that according to Beis Hillel, a Ketana who marries receives a much greater allowance up until the wound heals. So why would Rebbe limit her only to 4 nights? So it can't be that Rebbe was discussing a Ketana. Ella, it must be the Yoav Lekulu B'mei Narus, that Rebbe awarded a Nara. She married when she was already a Nara, and therefore she received her allowance of 4 nights, and this is in accordance to Shitas Beis Hillel, that a Nara, Shaloi Rasa, receives an allowance of 4 nights. Says the Gemara, that can't either be. Narus, Yud Beis Chodesh Me'ika, we just said that the 4 nights was spread throughout 12 months. Now we know that Anara, the whole entire period of Narus, is merely 6 months, from 12 to 12 and a half. That is not enough time to fit in 4 Lailois of 12 months. Says the Gemara, Narus Yud Beis Chodesh Me'ika, does then the stage of Narus stretched out throughout 12 months? Va'amar Shmuel, didn't Shmuel teach us, Ein Be'Narus Le'Bagrus El Abav Chadashim Levad. Between Naris and Bagrus, there is only a time frame of 6 months. So that won't work either. Says the Gemara, B'chi Teima, perhaps you can propose, Batzer Mehachi Hudaleka. Shmuel was telling you the minimum between Naris and Bagrus is indeed 6 months. Hot Feika, perhaps there can be more than 6 months between Naris and Bagrus. Habelvad Kamar, Shmuel specifically says Belvad, which means only. There are only 6 months between when she becomes a Nara until she reaches the next stage of Begeris. So that can't be the interpretation of Rebbe's ruling. Ella, it must be the Yor Lo Shtayim B'mei Katnus, Shtayim B'mei Narus. What happened was she married a Ketana. She got married when she was still under 12. And then 2 of those nights passed, meaning 1 night, 3 months, another night, and then she became a Nara. She became 12 years old. So Rebbe said that she receives a total of 4 nights, 2 that took place when she was a Ketana, and to complete the 4, she gets another 2 presently when she is a Nara. Says the Gemara, that can't either be. Why? Habay minei Rav Chinana bar Shlami mirav. Rav Chinana asked a question of Rav. What happens in the following case? Higiyaz man alirois tachas ba'al amal. Let's say she was a Ketana when she married, and then she developed into a Nara. What happens now? What happens with her allowance? We know that a Ketana has one type of allowance, a Nara has a different type of allowance. When she was a Ketana, the allowance was Acha Techia Maka. When she turned a Nara, now her allowance changes. Her halacha changes to a limitation of Arba Leilis. So how do we work this out? Amar Lei Kol Be'ilus Shata Boyel Einan Ela Achas. All the Be'ilus, all the Tashmish that they did when she was still a Ketana, they are reckoned merely as one. Meaning that now that she's a Nara, she has an allowance of 4 Leilis. But we need to deduct one of them, since she already had prior experience when she was a Ketana. She had many Be'ilus when she was a Ketana. So we have to deduct somewhat of her present allowance, and we deduct, of the 4 nights, we deduct 1 night. All the bias that took place when she was a Ketana reckon as one. V'hashar mashlimin l'dalad leilis. And then we add another 3 to complete her 4 night allowance. So the Gemara is asking, how can you propose that Rebbe's ruling was discussing a Ketana who got married when she was a Ketana, and then she became a Nara. And Rebbe was teaching us that 2 of the 4 nights she receives when she's a Ketana, and the other 2 are completed when she's a Nara. That can't be so, because all the bias, all of her Tashmish experiences that took place when she was a Ketana really should only count as one. They only reckoned as if they're all one. And she should be eligible for another 3 when she's a Nara. So how can you say there are only 2 remaining? So that either can't be the pshat, the explanation of Rebbe's halacha. Ella, so let's come up with another suggestion. The Yoiv la'achas me'katnas. Rebbe was speaking about giving her 1, meaning out of the total of 4, he gave her 1 when she was a Ketana. She married when she was a Ketana. She received 1 night then. Then she became a Nara. Ushtayim b'naras, and then she got another 2 when she was already a Nara. V'achas b'mei bagrus. Then she went even further. She became begeres. And there was 1 more remaining night, and she did that, she was allowed that night when she was a Bergeris. So this works out according to Shmuel's calculation. Shmuel says that between the stage of when she becomes a Nara, she has 6 months until she becomes a Bergeris. So this would work out very fine, because the first night she received when she was a Ketana, she became a Nara, and we said that a Nara has 6 months, so that can include 2 of these nights, because between the nights there are 3 months, so 6 months can be a combination of 2 of those nights, can consist of 2 of those nights, and then once the 6 months are up, she turned into a Begeris. She has 1 more remaining night of the 4, which she was awarded when she was a Begeris. So it works out. However, we have a problem with that, because this would be a kasha on Rav's previous ruling. Rav taught us that a Begeris only receives an allowance of 1 a night. Now, we mentioned earlier that when a Ketana turns into a Nara, all the Be'ilis, all the Tashmish that took place when she was a Ketana, need to bring somewhat of a reduction in the allowance of the Nara. We said surely we don't count each Tashmish, all them together are reckoned merely as one, but nevertheless they do affect the allowance of the Nara. We deduct 1 of the Nara's allowance allowed nights. Here too, says the Gemara, we suggested that Rebbe was speaking about a case when she married when she was a Ketana. She had 1 of her Leilis when she was a Ketana. Then she became a Nara and she had 2 of those Leilis. And she has 1 more left, and that was given to her when she was a Begeris. But let's remember, she's already had previous experience. She's already had Be'ilus and Leilois before she became a Begeris. You can't ignore that. You can't say, well, she's a Begeris, grant her the allowance given to ordinary Bergeris. She's not an ordinary Bergeris. She already had previous experiences. She already had previous Tashmish. She was already awarded many, many nights beforehand. One when she was a Ketana, two when she was a Nara. So it has to affect somewhat the allowance of the Bergeris. Says the Gemara inside. E Amas B'Shleim, it's all good and well. Bergeris Ba'al Mo Yavina Latfei. An ordinary Bergeris, she receives more than one night. She receives perhaps two nights. In that case, it would make sense to say that over here, when she received one night when she was a Ketana, two nights when she was a Nara, she'll still have one night when she's a Bergeris. Why? Because we are deducting one of her two eligible nights. An ordinary Bergeris has an allowance of two nights. In this case, since she had a previous allowance, so we'll deduct one of those two nights and she'll be left with one night. So that would work. But Rav who ruled that a Bergeris, an ordinary Bergeris, only has one night allowance, so where's the deduction? How can you say that in this case she still maintains her one night allowance when she turns a Bergeris? How come it's not being affected by the fact that she had already an allowance during the main Naras? Again, Iyamis Bishloima, if you say, it's all good and well if you say, Bergeris Ba'alma, an ordinary Bergeris, has more than one night. Yavin Lotfei, an ordinary Bergeris is granted two nights. So therefore, Kihei Ahani, just like the Ahani Katnus, Bimei Naras, just like we said before, that the Katnus, the experiences during the Katnus stage, affects the Mei Naras, it causes a deduction, it reduces her allowance during the Mei Naras. We can't just ignore the fact that she already had part of her allowance during the Mei Katnus, therefore we deduct somewhat of the Mei Naras. Limrif Tzalachada, to deduct one of her days, one of her allowed nights, that would otherwise be given to her. So therefore, in our case, Ahani Nami Naras Labagrus, the allowance that she already had, that she already received when she was a Nara, will make a deduction in the allowance given to a Bagrus. Limrif Tzalachada, to deduct at least one. Ordinarily, she would get two, and here we're giving her one. So that would work out. Ela Yamris. But if you maintain that Bergeris Da'alma, ordinary Bergeris, Lo Yavin Latfei, she doesn't get more, she only gets one night to begin with. So in this case, being that she already had prior experience, she already had an allowance given to her during Yimei Katnos, Yimei Naras, so we can't just ignore that, we can't be oblivious to that. We have to deduct somewhat of her Bergeris allowance and only give her less than an ordinary Bergeris. If so, she should only be left with Bilas Mitzvah. We should deduct the ordinary allowance of one night and knock it down one notch and only give her Bilas Mitzvah. So this is a kasha on Rav Shita. Rav taught us that a Bergeris gets an allowance of one night. This brisa seems to indicate otherwise. Says the Gemara, that is not the true interpretation of the story with Revi. Revi, who granted an Isha four nights, you know what I was speaking about? It was speaking about the following case. La'olam diyov la'achas v'mei katnus, v'gimel v'mei naras. Was speaking about a Ketana who got married when she was a Ketana, and she received one night then, and the remaining three she received after she became a Nara. Question was, how can you fit three leilos which each one has 3 months in between one and the other, 3 months, which is a total of 9 months, that won't fit into the 6 months of Naras? Says the Gemara, Misavris, do you think Kotlos Yarchi Oina? Who told you that there was one night per 3 months? Kotre Yarchi Chada Oina. Every 2 months there was one Oina, there was one Laila of Tashmish. So certainly, we could fit three of those in 6 months. We have three Laylois with 2 months apart. So therefore, in 6 months, it surely can combine three of those nights. So in conclusion, she was never Bergeris. It was a mistake. Rabbi's case was not discussing a Bergeris at all. He wasn't related to the halacha of a Bergeris. So therefore it has no relation. It is not connected to Rav's halacha taught about a Bergeris. So in conclusion, Rav taught us a halacha regarding Bergeris, that if she was Loirasa, if she had no prior nida experience, she's granted one a night. The Moris Takasha, we find a story where Rebbe granted an Isha four nights within 12 months. What was he speaking about? It's all Bimei Katnus? That can't be. The Shir of Aktana is Ashatechiyamaka. not 4 nights. Elamai must be that she was a Nara already. But the whole duration of the stage of Naras is a mere 6 months. So 12 months could never fit into 6 months. So it must be a third suggestion that there were two B'mei Katnas. Two of those nights happened when she was a Ktana. The remaining two happened when she was a Nara. Says the Gemara, that can't either be Pshat, because the two nights that she had, B'mei Katnus, only count as one, and therefore she should still have three left over. Gemara suggested further, perhaps we're speaking about that one of the nights took place when she was a Ktana, two of them when she was a Nara, and the remaining one when she was a Begeres, and we see that she's still allowed the full allowance of a Begeres, which according to Rav is 1 night, although she already had previous experiences. She already had part of her allowance during her Yimei Katnus and during her Yimei Naras. So why does it not cause a deduction in her Begeres allowance? So it must be that a Begeres really ordinarily would deserve more, perhaps 2 days, 2 nights. And therefore, when we deduct, we account for her previous allowances, we will deduct it, knock it down to one. So we see from here that a Begeres ordinarily would have more than 1 night allowance, and this is Akasha on Rav. The conclusion of the Gemara was, we're not speaking about a Begeres at all. Rebbe's halacha was not discussing a Begeres, but rather a Ktana who married, and then she turned to Nara, and she's allowed a total of 4 nights. One during Yimei Katnus, the remaining three during her Yimei Naras. Continues the Gemara. Min Yamin Skasnoa v'yashakel v'azel aser Yishmol. Binyamin from the town of Sakasnoa was traveling to the place of Shmuel. Savar l'me'eved uvda, he had intended to follow through practically kavasei de Rav, according to the ruling, according to the Shita of Rav, who taught us that a begeris has a one-night allowance. Afilu rasa. Binyamin interpreted Rav's halacha even regarding a Begeres who had prior Nida experience. And that is not so. We know that Rav restricted, and Rav specifically differentiated between a Begeres who was Loi Rasa, she gets 1 night. However, a Begeres who was already Rasa, she only gets Bilas Mitzvah. Binyamin Sagasno didn't interpret Rav's ruling this way. Omar Loi Polag Rav, Ben Rasa, Ben Rasa, there's no distinction between the two. Either way, she's allowed 1 night. Kadim Shachiv Burcha. Says the Gemara, he died before he realized his intention. Before he got there, he died. And he wasn't able to carry out his intention. Kari Shmuel laid the Rav. So Shmuel applied to Rav that Hashem protected you. Lo yu'una letzadik kol oven. No evil should befall a tzadik. Hashem protected Rav that nobody should transgress a halacha as a result of an erroneous interpretation of Rav's ruling. But then is the Gemara Amar of Chinna Bashlam Yemishpe the Rav. When a person's teeth start falling out, he's already older. Nismatum is a Nesav. He has a more difficult time earning a livelihood. Shenemar, Gam Anoichem, Sati Luchon, Nikoin Shinaim, Bechol Reichem. I've given you teeth falling out, Bechoyser Lechem, Kom Chameseichem, and a lack of sustenance. It is more difficult to earn a parnasa. Continues the Gemara. Ra'asa ba'oidu b'beisaviya. Tana Rabbanan. We're speaking about a Nara who had previously seen Damnidos. In that case, her allowance is as follows. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa. Ra'asa ba'oidu b'beisaviya. She already seen Damnidos prior to getting married. Be'sil o'im kala layla shala. She has an allowance of that night. Ve'noisin la o'ina shlema. She has a complete period. The night consists of an o'ina shlema. What does that mean? What is the definition of an Oyna Shleima? Says the Gemara, Pirish Rav Meshim Gamliel, Laila V'chatziyayim. It consists of a night plus another half day. That is the definition of the word Oyna. Says the Gemara, Mi Be'inin Kulihai. Is that so? Is an Oyna that long? Does it take that long for the Dam Pesulim to get depleted? I find a Braisa that states the shear of an Oyna is a mere 12 hours. It's not a night plus a half a day. Ramini, we've learned in a price. Harei shehoyu gitav obeis badav. If somebody's winery or his olive press was tmeyos, obikesh la soysam b'tahara. They had absorbed tummy liquids, and now he would like to use them to make things tahor. So how does he extract, what does he do to cleanse it of the tumma? Ketzad the way, so what does he do? Hadapin, the pressing boards, valulavin, the brooms, vahadashon, and the bases, madichon, he simply rinses them, and that is sufficient to clean them. Ha'akalim shel netzarim, the nettings made of wicker, shel batzbos, made of flax, so they are a bit more absorbent, and they require a better cleansing process. Menagvon, you need to rinse them, wash them with a cleaning agent. The Gemara says, Navay Dazar, it's referring to some type of ash that they used to use to as a cleaning agent to clean them out. Shel shifa v'shel gemi, these are plants that are really absorbent. They require an even more thorough process. Miyashnon, he needs to age them so that they're completely dry, and then he can use them for taharis. V'kama miyashnon, what is the shear? How long does he have to age them? Yud beis chodesh, for 12 months. That is the shita of the Tanakam. After 12 months, we assume that it's all completely dried up, inside out, and he may use them to produce taharis. Shimon Gamliel Omer, manichon migas legas umibad lebad. He needs to leave them from one season, from one pressing season, wine pressing season to the other wine pressing season, and from one olive season to the next, which is usually 12 months, a year. Haima Tanakama, isn't this exactly like the Tanakama? What is the difference between the Tanakama, who states 12 months as the shear, and the Shimon Gamliel, who describes it as waiting from one season to the next, which is usually 12 months? Says the Gemara Ikubanayu, what is the difference between them? Charfi, if they make the next season early, va'afli, or they delay it, meaning on occasion, it is not exactly a full year, 12 months between one season and the next, depending on the crop, etc. So in the case with Charfi, will they expedite the next season, they start early. In that case, according to the Tanakhama, that's not sufficient, because it's not a full 12 months. According to Shim Gamliel, it is sufficient since it is already the next season. Likewise, if they delay matters past 12 months, according to Tanakhama, it's not necessary to wait past 12 months. According to Shim Gamliel, you need to wait until the next season. Continues the Braisa. Rabbi Yossi Aimer, Haroitz Latar Miyad, if he needs to use them right away, he can't wait to go through this whole procedure. Magilan Bereischin, so he does Hagali, purges them with boiling water, Echotim Mezesim, he pours on it Mezesim, a heated juice of olives, and that accomplishes that whatever is absorbed gets spit out, and he can use it for Taharis. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Aimer Shem Rabbi Yossi, Manichon Tachas Atzinar, he can place it under a pipe with gushing water, shemeim of mokalchin, or even mayon shemeim of reitfin, or in a stream with running water. That too will accomplish what he needs to do. V'kama, how long does he leave it there? Oina, for a full period. Continues the price. Ukederach she'amr b'yayin nesach, just as we have stated these halachas regarding yayin nesach, if his equipment had absorbed gusha wine, which is aser, and he wants to cleanse it. So just as we have stated all these various halachas, these procedures of being matar the equipment from yayin nesach, kach amar taharis, similarly regarding taharis, regarding equipment that was used for tuma, and now he would like to use it for taharis, he undergoes the same process as the Gemara, klapei laya. And which way are you making the direction? You seem to be taking, deriving taharis from yayin nesach, as if yayin nesach is a given. But that's not the case, but taharis kaminan. This halacha, this discussion, was regarding taharis. We don't even know the halacha regarding yayin nesach. So how could you say taharis will derive the halacha from yayin nesach? Says the Gemara, Ela kaderach she'omer b'taharis, you must say the opposite. Just as we have stated the halachas regarding taharis, kach omer b'yayin nesach, similarly, we will apply the same process to yayin nesach. Okay, v'kama oina. Now the Gemara wants to know, we said, put it under the pipe, etc. for an oina. What is an oina? What is the definition? What is this period of time called an oina? Rav Chiya bar Amar Rav Yechanan, a yayim a laila, either a day or a night. Rav Chana she'oina, v'amr lo, some say Rav Chana bar she'oina, he said in the name of Amar Rav Rav Chana, Amar Rav Yechanan, what is an oina? It's not a night or a day, but rather, chatzi yayim v'chatzi laila. You need half a day plus a half a night. So this seems to be a machlekes here. There's actually no machlekes whatsoever. There's no dispute between them. They're speaking about different circumstances. It depends what time of the year it is, at what point in the seasons. If it's Tkufas Nisan V'Tishrei, it's the season of Nisan V'Tishrei during the spring and fall, where the days and nights are equal. A day is 12 hours, so is a night. In that case, applies the description of Rabbi Yochanan of Oyoyim Oylaila, because an Oyno actually means 12 hours, and a day or a night, they both consist of 12 hours at that point in the year. Ha B'Tkufas Nisan V'Tishrei. Rabbi Yochanan, who stated that an Oyna is either a day or a night, he's referring to when the days and the nights are equal. There are 12 hours. Ha B'Tkufas Tamas V'Tevis. However, the second Shita, who defined an Oyna as being a half a day and a half a night, he was speaking about the Tkufas Tamas, the summer, V'Tevis, and the winter, where the days and the nights aren't equal. And therefore, in order to get an equal 12 hours, a full 12 hours, you need to slice them up, you need to take a half of the day, half of the night, for a total of 12 hours. So there really is no machlekes. They're both in agreement, and oina is 12 hours. So the Gemara is a kasha. How could you have stated earlier that an oina, regarding a nida, we said that a begeris receives, kol ha-layla, she receives one night allowance. What is that? An oina shalema. Said the Rosh Gamliel, an oina is a night plus a half a day. Here we see the Bryce explains, according to the interpretation of the Amoraim, that an oina is merely 12 hours. So how do you get to a night plus a half a day? Says the Gemara, Hachinami, Eima, Gabinida, Chatzi Yoim, Bechatzi Laila. So too by Yanida, we should say that an oina is really a night and a half, a night and a half a day. He didn't mean a night plus a half a day. What he meant was that it is part of the night and part of the day, meaning in the summer or the winter, you need to take a half a night and half a day for a total of 12 hours. So it is consistent with those shitas. Says the Gemara, V'hol laila v'chatzi yom ka'amar. Rav Shimon Gamliel clearly said that an oina is a full night plus a half a day. So you can't say he meant a half a night and half a day. Says the Gemara, Elo, what he meant to say was as follows. E laila de Nisan v'Tishrei. If it's during Nisan and Tishrei that a night is 12 hours, so then a night would be the precise description of an oina. E chatzi yom, chatzi laila, Teves v'Tamuz. If it's during the summer or the winter, then you need a half a day and half a night. So that is what he meant when he said a laila v'chatzi yom. What he meant was like this. Depends when. Sometimes it's a laila, if the night is a 12-hour night, and sometimes you have to run into splitting up nights and days. If it's the summer and the winter, you need to do a half a night and half a day for a total of 12 hours. So that's one teretz, one answer that the Gemara had on the Rosh Gamliel, the Kasha Rosh Gamliel. Another teretz, Yiboye Seima. Alternatively, you can say that really, all over, universally, an oina means 12 hours. But ksuba is different. In our case of nisum, of marriage, we grant her more than 12 hours. We grant her a night and a half a day for a total of 18 hours. Why is that so? Shani ksuba. A ksuba is different. The magbi batfei adachasmi. There are a lot of delays until they actually conclude all the technicalities and the signature of the document, of the ksuba document. And therefore, very often, the actual nisum only takes place hours later. So although we're granting her a night and a half a day, very often it ends up only being a total of 12 hours from when the nisum actually take place. So in conclusion, what is an oina? An oina is 12 hours. However, regarding the oina which we grant a begeris for her besulim, according to one teretz of the Gemara, she will be re-granted 12 hours, because in reality it ends up usually being less than the 18 hours. Continues the Gemara. Rav Shmuel Damer Tavayu. Rav Shmuel hold that notwithstanding all the different halachas and the categories and shitas that we had in our Mishnah, the halacha l'maisa, the practical halacha is halacha boil bilas mitzvah perish. One is boil the first bila and he abstains. There is no more allowance past the first bila we are concerned, that perhaps what she is seeing is Dam Nidus. Maser of Chizda, Asher of Chizda. We had a Brisa which explicitly stated Masa v'nosan la Rebbe Dalad Leilis mitoichi beis chodesh. We have a story mentioned in the Brisa where Rebbe granted her 4 nights, which is way more than just a Bilas Mitzvah. How can you say that she is limited merely to Bilas Mitzvah? Amalei Rava, Haduri Apirchi Lamali. Why do you have to look afar to find the challenge on Rabbi Shmuel? Oisiv Masnissen, come right to our Mishnah, right here in the Perek, which clearly states that an Isha has way more than just Bilas Mitzvah. Hu Savar? Why did Rav Chisda choose to challenge Rabbi Shmuel from the story mentioned in the Brayse? Hu Savar Maser Rav? Since we find an actual story where Rebbe relied on this halacha and applied it practically, that has more significance, that's more authoritative, and is a bigger challenge than just bringing a Mishnah. You know, a Mishnah could be just havamim, could be speaking and learning. It doesn't necessarily require us to think that it's halacha lemaisa, that we should practice it in a practical sense. But a story, a maisa, where we see that Rebbe actually instructed somebody to behave this way, to get 4 leilos, that truly is a challenge to the Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, who restricted or limited only to Bilas Mitzvah. Mekomakayim, bottom line is, nevertheless, L'Rabbi Shmuel Kasha. We have a Kasha on Rabbi Shmuel. How can they say that one is allowed only Bilas Mitzvah when we know from Rebbe, as well as our Mishnah, that way more than that is allowed? Says the Gemara, Inu de Avad Kabrisenu. Rabbi Shmuel followed the opinion of our Rabbi Seinu, of our masters, the Sanya, Rabbi Seinu, Chazer, Vimnimnu, is subsequently voted, and they concluded that what is the halacha lemaisa? How do we conduct ourselves? Boil Bilas Mitzvah Perish. He is Boil Bilas Mitzvah, and he abstains. There is no more heter past the Bilas Mitzvah. Amar Ula, ki hava bo Rabbi Yechon Meshlokesh v'tinoikis. When Rabbi Yechon Meshlokesh delved into the Perek Tinoikis, into our Perek, lo yave maska mino, they didn't derive from it anything practical. Eloka demasik tala, just like a fox brings up on his feet, mibay karba, the dust on his feet, he didn't come up with anything significant. So too, they didn't derive any halachic, halachic lemaisa, halachic ruling, clarity from this perek. Umasayim bahachi, and they concluded as follows, that what is the halachic lemaisa? What is the practical halacha? Boil bilas mitzvah upayrish. One does bilas mitzvah and abstains. There is no allowance past the bilas mitzvah. If so, that all is allowed is just one time. Bal nefesh, one who is devout, one who is concerned with being stringent in halachas, layigmar biyasai. He should not complete his biya, since the heter, since the permission is only for the initial biya, so it's only the beginning of the biya. Once the biya produced, caused dam to come from the dam basulim, at this point, there should be no head to continue to finish the Tashmish. Amalei, Im Kain, if so, if you restrict it so much, Libay Noifay Parish, his heart will pound and he'll be so concerned or perish that he will not want to get himself involved at all, and he will completely abstain and not even do the beginning of the Tashmish. So in conclusion, although we have a Mishnah which states many different halachas regarding the allowance given to an Isha, where we attribute the dam she's experiencing to dam basulim, and we have a story that Rebbe granted four nights. However, in practical halacha, we conduct ourselves according to Rabbi Seinu, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that all she has is the first bila, and that's it. The Rosh explains why is this so. Since these halachas are complicated, and not everybody is well-versed in these halachas, in addition, it's an area which involves Yetzirah. Therefore, the Chacham were concerned to avoid confusion. They made a blanket halacha that any woman, regardless of her state, regardless of her age, she receives the highest, the most stringent limitation given to a begeret shirasa, which is merely bilas mitzvah and no more. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, we've learned in the Brisa. V'kulan shu shayfa is dam. All these women that have allowances, 4 nights, etc., if they were flowing uninterruptedly, shayfa is dam, ubois mitoich daod leilis, la'acha daod leilis, they began bleeding, began seeing dam within the allowed time, but then continued uninterrupted past the allowed time. In the case of a Nara who receives four night allowance, she began dam within the 4 nights, which is presumed to be dam sum and istar, and she continued over past a 4 night allowance. Can we assume that this is a continuation of the dam sulam, and although it's past her allowed time, it is still considered to be dam sulam? Says the Gemara again. The kulan shoyu shayfis dam, they were flowing dam uninterruptedly, uboyz mitoch daud leilas l'achad daud leilas, from within the 4 nights, continuing to pass the 4 nights, mitoch halayla l'achad halayla, or in the case of an issue who is allowed 1 night, she began her dam within the night and continued on afterwards. The halach is, we can't just presume that this is a continuation of the dam basulim. Tzricha is liv daikas asma, they need to examine and see. Perhaps the color of the dam has changed. If it got darker now, then we assume that this, after, what's happening after the allowed time, it has changed over to dam nidais and she is tar. So she needs to examine herself. If it is the same color, then fine. Then it is assumed to be a continuation. If it changed colors, it got darker, then it is dam nidais and she is tamei. Ubekulod Rav Meir Machar B'Kedivri Shammai, we have several halachas, Machleik is between Shammai still as to what is the time limit, what is the allowance for an Isha. Rav Meir is Machmer, like the Shita B'Shammai, but not completely. On the one hand, he's not Maker like B'Shillel. For instance, the Nara Shalei Rasa, according to B'Shillel, she receives 4 nights. According to B'Shammai, she only receives 1 night. Rav Meir holds something in between. He is not Maker, he's not leaning to complete like B'Shillel to give her 4 nights, regardless of the condition of the Dam. He's not Machmer like B'Shammai to only give her 1 night. It depends on the condition of the dam. We have to check the dam. Ushari should be Mishamai B'Shillel. The time slot between the allowance of B'Shammai until the allowance, the deadline of B'Shillel, in the previously mentioned case, the one that gets 4 nights according to B'Shillel and 1 night according to B'Shammai. So what happens between 1 night and 4? Says Rav Meir, Halech achir ma'ir damim, follow the color of the dam, meaning check and see, what does it look like? Does it look like dam basulim? Then fine, she's tar like B'Shillel. If this looks like dam nida, then she's tamei like B'Shammai. Shoyer Rameh Oimer, there's a difference. Rameh used to say there's a difference between the different types of dam. Ma'ir dam mishunim heim zeh mizeh. The different types of dam look different. Ketzad, how is that? Dam nida adam, the dam which is dam nida is very red. Dam basulim ene adam, the dam which is dam basulim is a lighter shade of red. Dam nida zim, the dam nida is cloudy. Dam sulam ein zim is not cloudy. Dam nida bamana makar, it's coming from the source, from the womb. Dam sulam bamana tzadim is coming from the sides of the vagina canal. So therefore, we need to examine what is the nature of this dam and determine the halacha accordingly. That is the shita's Rameh. So we have B'Shammai on the one hand, we have B'Shillel on the other hand, and we have Rameh somewhere in the middle. Depends what type of dam. This is the opinion of Rav Meir that we need to examine the mare of the dam. Regardless of what the dam looks like, all the colors are equal. Meaning, we're not concerned with checking colors, regardless of what it looks like. If it's within 4 nights, she is tar, it is assumed to be dam psulim, and she is tar. So in conclusion, this braisa taught us two halachas. If an isha has an allowance, if it's 1 night, if it's 4 nights, depending on her age, what if she sees dam, she starts, begins seeing the dam within the allowed time and continues uninterrupted to post-allowance? What happens? Says the braisa, we need to examine whether there was a change in color. If it got darker, then we assume this is dam nidus. If it remained the same, then we just assume that it is a continuation of the dam sulim and she is tar. Rameh teaches us that although B'Shammai is machmer, they're very stringent, and B'Shillel is mekel, I have the middle path, I'm doing a compromise, that I'm not being machmer complete like B'Shammai to give her only 1 night. I'm not going to be mekel like B'Shillel to give her 4 nights regardless of what's going on. I have to check, we have to examine to see what is the nature of this dam. Does it appear to be dam nidas? Then she's tamei. Does it appear to be dam psulim? Then she's tar. And this is during that time slot between B'Shammai's allowance and B'Shillel's allowance, meaning between day 1 and day 4.